Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Every time a new incident comes up, what it does is that it can produce some of these PTSD symptoms like re-experiencing, hypervigilance, avoidance, flashbacks and memories, intense sadness and fear and anger.
University of Wisconsin professor Alvin Thomas says the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict can have a psychological impact on some people of color, reminding them of race-related trauma. Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges Friday after testifying that he acted in self-defense in fatally shooting two people and wounding a third during a Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha in 2020. His defenders point out the three people he shot were all white. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling on the Texas 6-week abortion ban this week and hears arguments December 1st in a Mississippi case experts say could challenge Roe v. Wade. Tamara Weeder with Planned Parenthood in Kentucky says Dobbs v. Jackson could be a pivotal moment for abortion access nationally.
I think that it's very safe to say that we are going to see legislatively a complete and utter attack on what's left of access.
The Mississippi law bans all abortions after 15 weeks. That's before fetal viability, which medical experts say occurs at around 24 weeks. Chief White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says fully vaccinated families can enjoy the holidays inside, mask-free. University of Alabama infectious disease professor Michael Sog says if you don't know the vaccination status of the folks around you, you might still be taking a risk.
The more people you have in a room of unknown vaccine status, the higher the likelihood that one person in that group is going to be infected with COVID and could potentially spread it to you.
Amid a recent rise in infections, the CDC expanded eligibility for COVID-19 booster shots to all adults. Finally, gas prices continue to rise. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.41, the highest in 7 years. Lori Weaver with AAA says crude supplies are down, while refineries shut during the pandemic further reduced the amount of gas available.
Gas prices at the pump are high because crude oil prices continue to go up. Even though we've seen demand taper off a little bit, supplies stocks just haven't been as high, and that's causing these prices to remain high like this.
President Joe Biden has said the administration may tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.